You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lysergic acid diethylamide, also known as LSD in acid, is a substance that has had a substantial impact around the globe. Created by Swiss scientist Albert Hofmann in 1938, it's very notably recognized in the West for fueling the psychedelic movement throughout the 1960s. Bands like the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Jefferson Airplane, like you're hearing now, alongside clothing like the classic tie-dye shirt, were all influenced by experiences with acid.
It has been said of you that you invented psychedelic music. And that...
A mad scientist, of course. But the way I write things, I just write them in with a clash between reality and fantasy, mostly. You have to use fantasy in order to show different sides of reality. That's how it can bend. As the word reality is nothing but each individual's own way of thinking. And then the establishment grabs a big piece of that. You know, all I'm writing is just what I feel, that's all.
Although LSD is a drug that is usually taken recreationally, there have also been claims that microdosing LSD holds therapeutic value, despite little scientific evidence to back this up. With this in mind, I thought I'd take a bit of a look into microdosing LSD, some of the studies that are being conducted, and its possible place as an alternative psychiatric treatment in the future. Microdosing, for those who may be a bit unsure, is the practice of consuming generally a tenth of a dose, or a very low dose, of psychedelic drugs, such as LSD or mushrooms, over a period of time, such as over a few days. These doses are much smaller than a regular dose, meaning that the powerful alterations of one's sense of reality that would usually be experienced on a regular trip are not experienced when microdosing. Rather, supporters of microdosing claim that over short periods of time, microdosing on LSD can increase happiness, and over long periods of time can carry potential therapeutic benefits such as increased creativity, alertness, and help with things like anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. These claims have been discussed and experimented on by scientists. Although a moral panic ended much early research into the medicinal side of psychedelics in the early 60s, an increased liberal attitude towards drugs over the last few decades has meant that more studies have been able to be conducted on the potential for psychedelics to be used as a form of psychiatric treatment. Examples of this are seen internationally. A recent study conducted in the United States saw 25 micrograms, or very low doses, of LSD administered to three subjects with anxiety disorder over a number of days, followed by psychotherapy sessions to analyze their behavior and how they were feeling. The individuals reported feelings of initial self-rated anxiety over the period of the study, however also were slightly more content with their lives and relationships with others 12 months down the line. Modern psychedelic research is also being spearheaded internationally by British scientist Amanda Fielding in an experiment that will see 25 individuals microdose on 25 micrograms of LSD over a period of time and fill in psychological questionnaires based around their mental well-being. This is despite the drug still being illegal in most places. LSD is a Class A substance in New Zealand law, on par with cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine, with suppliers facing potential life imprisonment. However, psychedelic treatment for mental health is also influencing studies in Aotearoa. University of Auckland researcher Dr. Suresh Muthukumara Swami has been given the green light by the Ministry of Health to lead an investigative study into LSD microdosing as a potential health treatment.
Yeah, so some of them time they'll be stuck in a lab, so what we're trying to do is get 40 people, healthy young male volunteers. We don't need people to volunteer for us right now, and so I don't need any emails about that.
John?
So essentially people will be given the doses the first time in the lab, and then they'll be given doses to take home, and they'll be done under very sort of strict control conditions where they take it at very precise times, and then we'll measure their cognitive outcomes at precise times. Sometimes it'll be the placebo though, and sometimes it'll be LSD, and they won't know.
The study is one of the world's first that is looking specifically into microdosing LSD for mental health benefits that will see some individuals given LSD and others a placebo. Although there is not solid evidence backing these claims, scientists internationally and here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, are beginning to shine a new light and vision that looks at the therapeutic benefits of psychedelics, a vision that was prominent in the labs throughout the 1950s and 60s, before the hippie generation. The reemergence of LSD as an experimental substance may see the beginning of a new alternative psychiatric and therapeutic therapy as poor mental health rates in New Zealand and around the world continue to rise.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.